This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Brand new revelations today about Hillary Clinton's Benghazi testimony in 2013. Newly released emails show Clinton's team managed to manipulate the Senate hearing with direct assistance from the panel's Democratic chairman.
Hillary Clinton already facing an uphill battle on trust, and now we're learning Clinton advisors apparently stage managed her very first hearing on Benghazi by feeding specific topics that she wanted to talk about to the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee.
So how about that? Fox team coverage, Mike Emanuel in Tampa, covering the Clinton campaign. We begin with Catherine Herridge, though, who joins us from Washington with more reporting on this. Good morning, Catherine.
Well, thank you, Martha. These emails were obtained by Citizens United, who is seeking records from the State Department, including emails from Chelsea Clinton and her mother's closest aides. In this email from January 2013, Clinton media gatekeeper Philippe Reines writes to Chelsea with an update on the hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. For privacy reasons, Chelsea uses the email address DianeReynolds@ClintonEmail.com. And the email reads in part, "We wired it that Menendez would provide an opportunity to address two topics we needed to debunk, her actions whereabouts on 9/11, and these email from Chris Stevens about moving locations." That is a reference to Ambassador Chris Stevens, who was among the three others killed in the 2012 attack. The first question right out of the gate from Senator Menendez covers both of those topics.
Can you give us your insights on the decision-making process regarding the location of the mission? And as part of that, can you also, in your response, you touched upon it in your opening statement, but what actions were you and your staff taking the night of September 11th and into September the 12th?
Well, first, you're right, Mr. Chairman, that there was an ongoing discussion.
This morning, Citizens United, who first obtained the email, said in a statement, quote, "This email chain provides a rare behind-the-scenes look at which Benghazi-related issues the Clinton camp had concerns about going into Secretary Clinton's January 2013 testimony on Capitol Hill and what they had apparently plotted out beforehand with a Democrat committee member. We asked the Clinton campaign and the senator's office this morning if there was coordination between the two groups in advance of the hearing, what was meant by this term wired, and how these emails in any way are consistent with the principle of independent oversight for Congress. And when we have a response from either party, we'll be sure to bring it to you."
I think it's obvious, right? Like all this stuff with Hillary Clinton, it's also obvious. But I don't know, Scott, you know, with everything that involves the Clintons, it comes with a bucket of gum. It seems that you've got to get in a bucket of gum to get down to the answers when it's like there's so much smoke around everything that they do that you drive yourself nuts asking the question. I mean, they give you threads to pull on, and you pull on these threads, and they just keep on going. And I don't know. You know, what? It's just never ending with them, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the problem is that they never really answer. They never really answer a question. Every time they do answer a question, it feels like they're deflecting. Including with this email stuff now, because they're bringing out the stuff with Trump and Condi. Well, Trump has told us since the very start, yeah, I would pay people for favors.
Right.
You know, and there's a huge difference between being in office to where you should have to be transparent and being a private citizen to where I don't have to be transparent. I'm not in charge of anything. You know?
They're trying to bring up, I mean, to me it's a non sequitur to try to compare Trump with things that Clinton has done, especially when you've got bodies lying in the wake of her decisions. and you go, yeah, I mean, a lot more serious. As you say, we're talking national security versus private citizen kind of stuff. The conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. It's Bill Martinez live, just about five after the top of the hour right now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. Some great resources there for you that we make available to you. Our hope is that we bless you with these resources and, you know, do what we can to make your day. Sarah Westwood, speaking of which, is with us, watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, previously covered local governments for the Marietta, Georgia Daily Journal. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. You know, I have to laugh whenever we talk about Hillary Clinton because it's always like we're always parsing things and you think, oh, gosh, you know, whether we're talking about the emails or whether or not now that, you know, what she did on her plane, if that counted as a press conference so Republicans can stop counting how many days it's been since she's had an official press conference. You're a journalist. You're in the media. What would you define as a press conference?
You know, I don't know that I would characterize her press availabilities on the plane as a press conference just because there are some key differences there. If she gets a question that makes her uncomfortable, she has the luxury of walking to the front of the plane. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what she did yesterday when she was asked about a CNN poll that showed her losing to Donald Trump by 2 points nationally. She said, oh, the plane is taking off. I have to go take my seat. And she didn't have to answer the question, and that's just one key difference between a press availability and a press conference. Another is that journalists have time to prepare questions in advance when they know that a press conference is coming up. In this case, she just sort of ambushed her traveling press corps with media availability, and they did not have time to prepare questions.
What did she just stop by, you know, with the media with a bag of peanuts and started handing peanuts out and just, you know, oh, by the way, let's chit-chat. That's a press conference. You asked me a question, huh?
Right. Well, she sort of just said that she was saying hello. So when she was faced with a question that that she didn't like, she exited by saying multiple times, you know, oh, I was just saying hi. I wasn't answering questions. I mean, it allows the candidate to control the flow of questions and answers and the time and what have you, and not the journalist. And the whole point of a press conference is that the candidate doesn't control the situation, the journalists do. And that's why a press conference is so important, because it allows reporters to have, you know, sort of unvarnished access, and that's not what you see happening on the airplane.
Well, doesn't it require something to where you say it's on the record? You know, that anything you talk about at that point is fair game. I mean, it's all on the record. And at this point, she's controlling what's going to be on the record or not, right?
Right. Well, at any time that she's speaking to the press in that sort of format, it would be on the record. But, you know, when you just surprise reporters with some sort of media availability, they might not be prepared with a good, incisive question, right? And you sort of saw that reflected in the types of questions they asked her, you know?
Right.
They asked about polls. They asked her what they thought of Trump's new airplane. they didn't really get into the meat of what people are concerned about, which is the Clinton Foundation, which is her email server. And part of that, if you want to give the reporters the benefit of the doubt, is that they, you know, were not ready and not expecting to have the opportunity to ask Hillary Clinton these questions.
Well, exactly. And certainly could not cover what you reported on yesterday, the 21 things we learned from the FBI notes on Clinton's emails. Are you getting kind of email weary? I mean, you've been tracking these emails from day one. You've been on with us, Sarah. And now we've got 58 pages released over the weekend, which is always questionable. And I think you predicted it. You said, hey, Friday's coming. There's probably going to be a dump. And sure enough, it was on a long holiday weekend. The FBI says, okay, now we're going to release all these notes on Clinton emails. And so I know what you did over the weekend.
Yes, there were, you know, these 58 pages of documents. And you can kind of see why they waited until Friday before Labor Day to release these, because there are some pretty scathing findings in these notes.
You know, to me, what came out loud and clear, Sarah, I don't know about you, was that it really makes the FBI look pretty bad. I mean, it's like, and you didn't indict her after all this?
You're absolutely right. I mean, the entire reason the director, James Comey, said he did not pursue criminal charges is because he didn't see any evidence of intent. When you look at the details of this evidence, you see that Hillary Clinton's aides were destroying BlackBerrys with a hammer. They were deleting emails that were under subpoena. I mean, they were actively engaging in an effort to conceal records while investigators were closing in on them. I mean, that doesn't suggest extreme carelessness. That suggests some intentional destruction.
Well, President Obama chimed in on this, you know, a couple months back when he went on a tour with Hillary, took her on Air Force One, I think North Carolina, and said that the investigation did not square up with the truth, as he put it. He kept saying it didn't square up. Now with this added information, it's like, okay, Mr. President, what information did you have? I mean, you're the President of the United States. And now this information that is, you know, as you and I have always discussed, it's been a drip-by-drip process. This is not squaring up. And you're the President of the United States. You know this stuff, and you're telling us things don't square up. And we're saying, yeah, you're right. They don't square up. And they don't, as far as I'm concerned, exonerate Hillary Clinton by no means. Just starting off with the basic premise of, why did she do a personal email system to begin with if it wasn't to hide information from we the people?
Well, you know, she's continuing to say it was for convenience. And that's one of the things that presumably a reporter would ask her if she ever held a real press conference was, you know, it's clear that you didn't set this up for convenience to use just one device because you used 13 different BlackBerrys. So why then did you set up the server? And that's a question that hasn't been asked, but from the deluge of new documents we've seen over the past few weeks concerning the Clinton Foundation, there's certainly enough circumstantial evidence to suggest that perhaps there was some inappropriate overlap between the foundation and the State Department that was well hidden by the private email server.
Sarah, isn't there enough action at this point? I mean, we'll know them by their fruit. I mean, look at the fruit hanging from the tree. She has a private server keeping information away from us. She insists that she only used it for convenience. That was only one BlackBerry she used, or one device. Then we find out now there's 15. There's like, what, 3, 5 iPads. There's been obvious destruction of property, even after she was told by Congress to hold on to information. She went ahead on her own, destroyed public records. And she holds to plausible deniability, or just flat out denies this when it's going. How can you deny it when your hand's in the cookie jar? There's crumbs all over your face. How can you tell us that you didn't eat the cookies?
I mean, that's really the point. You're looking at this evidence and it just doesn't square with anything that Clinton, her allies, or even the FBI director has been saying all these weeks. It really suggests a much more sinister pattern of behavior than we've been led to believe to this point.
And there's a lot more people complicit in this. And I would say it goes all the way to the top into the White House. President Obama has been covering her, and James Comey. This is the thing that came out screaming for me over the weekend, as I mentioned to you earlier. Sarah Westwood, she's an investigative reporter for the Washington Examiner. Always a pleasure to have you on with Sarah, with us. Keep up the great work there at the Washington Examiner.
Thank you.
This is Bill Martinez. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Americans are banking on the go more than ever, as nearly two-thirds cite mobile or online as their preferred method of banking, a significant increase from last year. The third annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found mobile and online banking, as well as digital payments, continue to grow in popularity among U.S. consumers. More than half surveyed cite they actively use a mobile banking app, and 57% would consider or already use a peer-to-peer money transfer service from their bank. Two in five would use or already use their smartphone to make purchases at checkout. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
This year's report demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances. It's important for us to be where our customers are, which is why we continue to deliver new features that provide increased convenience to our more than 20 million active mobile banking users.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the end of summer. Why not? Still feeling a little hot, hot, hot. A little Fiesta type music. Okay, as we get into the final months of 2016. It's hard to imagine, huh? It's September already. Wow, what has happened? It has gone so fast. Except, I guess, if you happen to be in those, you know, battleground states, they're being pummeled with all kinds of advertising. And, of course, Hillary Clinton is holding back, you know, something like, you know, projected, you know, close to $1 billion worth of advertising. I mean, what is it going to be like? I mean, every other commercial is going to be about the political campaign. Well, hang on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. Just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there was a hero who saved a baby from a hot car, and CNN, when they first ran it, you know, the hero, I guess, made a mistake. He happened to be wearing a Trump T-shirt, you know, and it first went on, but the next time they re-aired it, they blurred out his Trump T-shirt. I guess, you know, I guess that's a bad thing, and they figure, hey, we might as well censor this a little bit. I mean, this is how contentious, you know, this election has gotten, is that we've got to blur out innocent T-shirts that support a candidate after somebody does a great deed like saving a child. Why not? You know, with all this conversation and what we just talked about with Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner about Hillary Clinton and, you know, the emails and the controversy and everything, you know, our next guest says, well, what difference at this point does it make? And I would say for many of Hillary's followers, it doesn't matter. You know, the truth doesn't matter. And, you know, I guess we just cannot be reasonable about the evidence as we know it right now. I mean, Hillary is not going to come out and say, yeah, I did it. I did it for personal convenience. Yes, I did it because I wanted to hide all this information, you know, from you minions, because you guys don't know what it's like to be Secretary of State. And, you know, I didn't want you to know about the Clinton Foundation. I didn't want you to know about the deals that I made, the quid pro quo deals, because I just didn't want to answer a lot of questions because I don't have time and it's not convenient for me to answer these little petty questions. Dr. Tamsin Rosenwasser is with us. She earned her MD from Washington University in St. Louis. She's a board certified in internal medicine and dermatology, has practiced emergency medicine. She's a member, former president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Dr. Tamsin Rosenwasser, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm delighted to be with you.
Hey, great to have you here. I appreciate, your editorial on this. I mean, we get ourselves in a bucket of gum, you know, pulling on these strings and thinking we're going to get some kind of straight answer. And have we ever gotten a straight answer from Bill or Hillary Clinton ever?
No, never. It's been 25 years minimum since they've sunk this country into an incredible cesspool of their private lives and their crimes and misdemeanors. I can't imagine how anyone could vote for this woman. She makes Richard Nixon look refreshing.
Well, you know, what you're hinting at here a bit, if I might assume, and excuse me for doing this because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what bothered me about the Clintons is the impact that it has culturally to be in the leadership position that they're in. I mean, for example, I think one greatly underreported impact that Bill Clinton had on the sexual revolution at the turn of the century was incredible. And I, you know, shortly after everything happened and when the president insisted he did not have sex with that woman, you know, one Monica Lewinsky, and, you know, we're talking about what the definition of is, there was this underreported sexual revolution that took place because all these young teens thought, okay, well, here's a new definition of sex. This, you know, includes all kinds of acts, and it doesn't matter because it's not really sex because the president said it wasn't sex.
Well, they should be listening to George Washington, our greatest president, and George Washington said that character was the number one thing that he considered in getting somebody into his administration. Mm. It's incredible what's happened to this country. We have people that are being threatened by the Environmental Protection Agency for damming creeks that are 2 feet wide and 6 inches deep. Okay, the EPA is part of the administrative state. They write regulations that have the force of law, and yet it's basically unconstitutional. All that stuff is unconstitutional. There's an enormous body of stuff that's happening in this country that is unconstitutional, dishonest, and it's being passed on. It is not being held to the standard to which it should be held.
And God forbid you have a contrarian view. I mean, your First Amendment rights are out the way. You know, we were all concerned. President Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. But dare I say, there is a government bureaucratic industrial complex that says if you don't lockstep with us, you're not participating in the reindeer games. You can't come to the cocktail parties. In fact, we will use the full force of every agency we have available, including not limited to the IRS, to be coming down upon you, and you will think as we think. If not, you're out.
That's exactly right. Listen, it's an a priority that people should fear, deeply fear, anyone with the extreme power hunger of the Clintons, especially Hillary Clinton. It's very dangerous. I mean, the power attracts sociopaths and psychopaths, and I'll call her a sociopath. Because she lacks empathy, she lies constantly. I mean, she leaves in her wake a trail of ruined lives. And what has she accomplished? Zero, nothing, nada.
Right.
The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons blocked her Hillary care. She wasn't a government employee, and yet she had this big secret plan to steal everyone's medical care, control over everyone's medical care, which is not a proper function of government for a very good reason. It's ridiculous. A physician could not claim that accidentally disclosing personal health information was a, quote, completely innocent medical snafu, unquote, like she claimed some of her misdeeds were. No, they'd be ruined. A physician would be ruined. An ordinary person, their life ruined. But she apparently has complete confidence, and who knows what kind of corruption underlies it. But I'll tell you something. We have been in the middle of a slow-motion coup d'etat for years now.
Well, when you say, past this prologue, you look at what Hillary has done, and let's go back, and let's not wash over what she tried to do with Hillary Care. And doing things in the dark of the night. Oh, gosh, sounds like something that happened with Obamacare. But
yes,
maybe President Obama had a little bit more charm so he could kind of get away with it. And he was not going to, let anything escape from his ability to make this happen, including, special exonerations, exemptions, and that sort of thing. Things that came out of the treasury of we the people in order to buy a vote. So why are we surprised that America finds itself in the position that it is today, and you've got people like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the heck with character, that doesn't count anymore. Let's just say the ends justify any means whatsoever, including, as some might suggest, you say ruined lives. I mean, without putting a tinfoil hat on here, because whenever you bring this up, then all of a sudden it throws you in the category of wearing a tinfoil hat, is there are bodies lined up in long measure behind Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, but nobody wants to look.
That's right. I mean, what... The major question about Benghazi is, what was Chris Stevens even doing in Benghazi? That's not where our embassy is.
Exactly.
Okay. It wasn't even, as I understand it, a definite conflict.
We're gonna have to leave it right there, Dr. Rosenwasser. We're going to be back with more on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's health care bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the health care law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana.
MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates around the world via shortwave, hey, we're here for you, America. Good to have you along with us as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're visiting with Dr. Tamsin Rosenwasser. And as we were talking a little bit off the air, she started to reveal to me a bit of her background. And, you know, what this reinforces to me when you hear what Dr. Rosenwasser went through as a young child. And you talk about self-responsibility, number one, and you talk about opportunities that are still here in America. It's not necessarily easy. I don't think it's ever easy. But are you focused? Do you really want to do something? But her story is quite incredible, and it smacks in the face of entitlements. It smacks in the face of, you know, as some would call the cupcake generation that we entitlement-minded generation. That what it does more than anything, Dr. Rosenwasser, is I think it destroys and it robs people of their dreams and ambition. You know, for you and your family, your three other siblings, who suddenly find themselves orphans, I mean, this is an uphill battle for you. And each one of the siblings, which I think is quite a significant bookmark and credit, you know, I would say to the legacy of your family. And to each one of the kids, what you guys were able to accomplish against all odds.
It was against all odds. And I will say that my parents were ill, but my mother, I didn't disclose this to you, but my mother was arrested on a warrant sworn out by the United States Public Health Service because they thought she wasn't taking anti-tuberculosis medicine. I saw her taking it every day, but she did not get it from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that
wow.
that solidified forever my distrust of the government and my realization that the government is not our friend. The government is force, pure and simple. And the lucky part of that whole thing was we were left at home alone, but the government didn't know it. And if they had known it, we probably would have been separated, and I would have lost my dog, which was a major support for me.
Right. And so
I took my dog to college when I when I got to that point, when because there was no place to leave my dog, for one thing, and I loved her very much. So, but we were responsible for ourselves, and we were never on welfare, food stamps, or any of the rest of it. The touch of government is like poison to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here it is. You've got four examples, four members, including yourself and your family, without parents, that went on and have enjoyed successful lives and have contributed and have lived the American dream. And so when somebody says it isn't possible and they want to feel sorry for them, I imagine for you it's a bit like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction.
It is. I always say, no matter what situation you're in, the question is, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm. And the whole... Yeah.
The people in the United States of America are so lucky, no matter what color they are, no matter what situation they are in. Would they rather be in Yemen? Would they rather be in Saudi Arabia? Would they rather be in Uganda?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't have professional football players in North Korea sitting up the national anthem or a soccer player taking a knee during the national anthem. I mean, where else can you go and express yourself, have a First Amendment right, you know, but unless you really appreciate the difference, we're rather spoiled in this country, without a doubt.
Absolutely. And we need to realize that I am profoundly, profoundly grateful for the friends that I have met in life and for sometimes the kindness of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Strangers who did not realize how much they meant to me at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, here you are, as you say, you're doing it on your own. I mean, you paid off your college debt. You went to, you know, it wasn't even just 4 years of college. You went to med school all the way up. So there's a lot of debt here that you had to work down. And here you have, and your other siblings as well have been very, very successful. And, you know, and I hear these stories, but they're not, they're underreported, some that we don't. So I appreciate you allowing us to get into a little bit of your personal background here, because when you talk about the things of America today and you're looking at what the Clintons have done to this country for their own service, they haven't served us, they've served themselves. And this is what, it to me, is quite clear. I mean, whether we have direct answers, I think it was Charles Krautheimer the other night said, we don't have smoking guns here, we have smoking cannons. But to me, it is so obvious. I think any reasonable person would look at what happened here. And in legal terms, if you want to, you know, if you can't particularly call it quid pro quo, you know, it's like it's too obvious not to think that it is. And I think there's enough information, as some would suggest, that, you know, the FBI should have indicted this last email dump from the FBI themselves. I think indicts the FBI. It makes the FBI look like they're all complicit with the Clintons and with the White House to make sure that Hillary Clinton ends up in the Oval Office and not the jailhouse.
How could it be otherwise? I mean, just the fact that she had this private email server, that in itself is absolutely horrifying. How could anyone, you know, there's just no innocent explanation. It was concealment. She's been that way all of her life. She wanted to conceal what she was doing. I mean, Martha Stewart was in jail for selling stock on a stock tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that didn't involve our national security. Look at this. We got the Russians hacking us. We got the Iranians harassing our ships. We got North Korea firing missiles. And we've got, you know, the media talks about how Eisenhower deported people. Okay, now he was a Republican. But you know what? Jimmy Carter deported people, too. I think 15,000 Iranians.
Yes.
We got the McCarran-Walters Act about, you know, deporting people who are terrorists. It was written for communists and ex-Nazis. But,
well,
you know, yeah. there are certain, you know, people in this country who came here to do terrorism. And that includes all of those, you know, supposed students. And they are not poor people. Osama bin Laden and those people. These are wealthy people.
Yeah, exactly. No, they've been doing everything they can to topple this government. I mean, the Great American Experiment, as soon as it raised its head, you know, there were despots, there were other, you know, rulers around the world just said, there's no way we can allow this to happen. And this country has been under attack from day one, and progressives have been, you know, the spear of the sword there. They've been the tip of the spear, and they've gained ground ever so gently through the years, and starting at the turn of the 20th century when they took over the educational system. And so it's been one hijacking after another, I mean, to the point to where, look at our own government itself. Is it any wonder that, you know, if you want to say fly over America, Main Street America is in a quandary going, I mean, it's like they're waking up from a stupor and going, what happened to our government and who's taken this over? And how, you know, here it is. It wasn't that long ago where you had Joe McCarthy coming on everybody and questioning, you know, people's loyalties. And now loyalties don't matter. I mean, you've got 70, at least 70 Congress people running our government who are avowed communists. How do you square that up with our U.S. Constitution?
Exactly. How do you square it up? Trevor Loudon, a native New Zealander,
yes,
has done a lot of work on that.
Right, exactly. And he's got a new movie coming out, The Enemies Within. And
yes,
we talked to Trevor. In fact, we're going to be talking to him again. Dr. Tamsin Rosenwasser has been with us. Dr. Rosenwasser, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you on Bill Martinez Live. We look forward to having you back. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, and it's time for the one and only, yes, sir, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm still here hanging out in Maui with all the bros, you know, doing what we can. The grandson is showing up where there is a sighting, and we're going to be hugging him up for the next week or so before we start heading east and making our way ever so surely to Florida, you know?
Well, you've probably got island fever now, so you got to come back to the mainland.
Yeah, exactly. Although, you know, even though I'm here, everything that's happening in the mainland, it's pretty wild. Of course, you know, we hear the news with this latest FBI document dump, you know, on Hillary Clinton. I mean, what gives here? I mean, how much denial and suspended reality do we have in order to get our brains around this or just ignore it, I guess, like Bernie Sanders?
Well, you know, I think this one is different. Well, first of all, we have to point out that whenever an institution wants to hide things from the media, they tend to release it on Friday. If you really want to hide it, you do it on Friday evening before a big weekend. And that's what this was the Friday before Labor Day weekend. So it comes out that a lot of stuff, and mainly what it was the FBI investigation report on the investigation of Hillary's private email server, but also it was a summary of the interview where the FBI agents questioned Hillary. But what's amazing is, you know, the media has been reluctant to report the gravity of these allegations against Hillary Clinton because really they're so monstrous, so serious. The allegations are that she sold American policy to enrich herself really is the worst. And as people hear about emails, they hear Bernie Sanders saying the public doesn't care about emails. It becomes somewhat difficult to, you know, there's almost like scandal fatigue and there's so many facts.
Exactly.
But what happened here, to give you one example, Hillary Clinton said last year, she said this multiple times, the reason that she had a private server was just to kind of for convenience, because she only wanted to use one digital device. And now everybody pretty much knows this. Most Americans have a smartphone. Most voters do. Even people in the poor urban areas have a smartphone. They have an Obama phone.
You got Obama phone, sure.
That's right. So this dump shows she had 13 other mobile devices, several iPhones, a bunch of Blackberries, 5 iPads.
iPads, yeah, right.
And all of these devices could potentially send or receive classified information. Now, you know, the public, even that part of the public that Rush Limbaugh calls low information voters, they know the difference between the number 1 and the number 13. That's
right.
Easy to understand. And Hillary's lawyers didn't turn them all to the FBI. Hillary was somehow unable to locate a bunch of devices, and the FBI investigators couldn't analyze them whether they'd been hacked. So, and this is something I've wrote about before, and now we know actually she was hacked for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, another thing she said last year, she says, and this is a quote of Hillary, that she is well aware of classification requirements. And so she knows what they are, and she didn't send classified material. She goes into the interview with the FBI and tells them that the letter C in parenthesis markings on classified material, that she didn't realize that that C meant that it was classified. She thought it was paragraphs marked in alphabetical order.
Right.
Despite the lack of an A, a B,
or
a D. E, an F, you know. And so the public understands that, too. This is like primary grade stuff. She also said it in March of this year that she provided all emails that could possibly be work-related. All. And the public understands all means all. I remember a pastor who used to preach. He said, all means all. That's all means.
Exactly.
And even before this document dump, the FBI, we found out a Judicial Watch revelation that were 15,000 work-related emails that Hillary didn't turn over.
Mm-hmm.
And now the FBI found another 17,448 emails. They're described in the report as work-related and personal, which Hillary failed to turn over. So she said she turned over all. And tens of thousands were not turned over, and we assume those are the ones that were erased using bleach bit software.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she went in and took the job,
right.
Obama said, well, one of the conditions is you can't work with this controversial advisor of yours, Sidney Blumenthal,
because right.
He's the dirt digger. He's the guy that Oppo Research, the dirty tricks guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Hillary did is carried on secret email correspondence with Blumenthal. During the whole time she was at the Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
Blumenthal sent her 179 memos, which whenever she forwarded them, she deleted his name. So she kept it a secret from Obama. And this guy, Blumenthal, was compensated by the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, imagine
that. So this is stuff, and the reason I say this is big problems for Hillary is because it's so easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I had written, I talked on your show about this thing called spear phishing. Remember
yes.
that?
Yes, right, exactly.
It's a kind of P-H-I-S-H phishing. A special kind of phishing is when a hacker gets a hold of your information on your computer, then starts more specialized attempts to get your colleagues and get you. Hillary got an email, according to this report, that was from an official that she knew. So she wrote back. She goes, is this really from you? I was worried about opening it.
Yeah.
But another email revealed that she did open it. It led to a website with pornographic material. That
yeah.
means she clicked on the link, and everybody knows people, most people understand this phishing, PH phishing stuff.
Right.
If you
yes.
click on the link, they got you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a successful spear phishing attack. And
James, let me ask you this, okay? All this information that was released on Friday, that the FBI released, this is stuff that James Comey knew. So what does this do for the FBI in terms of their credibility? How did they come up with the conclusion that Comey came up with to not prosecute, to not indict Hillary Clinton after all this information? How does he say that she was just reckless?
Yeah, I have...
I mean, you're an attorney. You know this stuff. You know the high bar that attorneys must meet. And I got to imagine, you know, being an attorney, you got a high bar. But when you are, in which she is, she's also an attorney, but she's got security clearance. So somehow for her, ignorance of the law becomes an excuse. But for everybody else, well, in time in memoriam, it's not.
This is a really sad day for the FBI. I have very good friends, some of whom are retired, have worked for this great organization. Anybody you know in law enforcement looks up to the FBI. It's what most local police people dream about, becoming an FBI agent, going to Quantico, getting trained. They're the cream of the crop at the FBI, and they have been tarnished. This is an embarrassing moment for the FBI. And James Comey, when he set forth, which is really unusual, I mean, the thing that's a great mystery is why James Comey didn't just issue a written release to the press saying, we have decided not to recommend prosecution. There was no requirement for him to lay out the case.
Yes,
maybe that was him doing a hostage video. Maybe he knew that he couldn't have her indicted for whatever reason, and he wanted the public to know that she was guilty in the sense of gross negligence, because he laid out a case for gross negligence as the statute requires. If you're grossly negligent with classified material, that's indictable. And it was embarrassing. But now to see that, I mean, even Chuck Todd from NBC, when the details on the interview came out, he said, I'm concerned as an American. Why didn't they record her interview?
Exactly.
Why wasn't, by the way, Comey at the interview? This is probably the most important interview since he's been head of the FBI.
Because maybe he and Cheryl Mills can't be in the same room. I don't know. Why would you have Cheryl Mills there, right?
Yes. And why was she there? And there's so many things. And you can see, even by the interview report summary, that they didn't press her like they would any other person they were investigating. FBI agents are very good at interrogation, and they didn't interrogate her.
Yeah.
They just asked for interviews. They let her get away. She said she couldn't recall 40 times.
Right.
I mean,
it was
3 hours.
Yeah. This was just, let's get it over with, okay? Go ahead, interview her, get it over with. I've got to give a press conference on this deal, and hurry up and get it behind us. James, no doubt, the conversation will continue on this. I appreciate you coming on, and this is, this is amazing what is being thrust upon we the people. But, hey, look, we have a voice, and we've got to say something. We just cannot roll over on this. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Cancer.